Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Democracy in Retrograde: How to Make Changes Big and Small in Our Country and in Our Lives is a nonfiction civic engagement guide by Sammy Sage and Emily Amick that blends political commentary, self-help framing, and practical activism advice. Its central idea is that participating in democracy does not have to feel like a separate, draining obligation. It can be integrated into a person's values, personality, and daily life. The book is aimed at readers who feel overwhelmed, apathetic, or unsure where to begin, and it responds by offering a structured but flexible path into civic action. Rather than focusing only on voting or partisan argument, it emphasizes self-reflection, community involvement, and sustainable habits of engagement. The result is a book that treats its political participation as both personal and collective, with the goal of helping readers understand how small, realistic actions can still have meaningful public impact. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, reframing civic engagement as a form of self-respect and self-care, one of the book's defining ideas is that civic participation should not be understood only as duty or sacrifice. Sage and Amick argue that getting involved in public life can be an expression of personal values, dignity, and self-respect. This framing matters because it directly addresses the fatigue and helplessness many readers feel when following politics. Instead of asking people to force themselves into a mode of activism that feels alien or punishing, the book suggests that engagement becomes more sustainable when it aligns with identity and care for one's own future. That approach also broadens the meaning of political action. It is not limited to protest or campaigning. It includes any consistent effort to shape the conditions of community life. By linking civic action to emotional well-being, the book tries to remove the idea that politics is only for specialists or highly motivated activists. The underlying argument is practical people are more likely to stay involved when participation feels connected to their own sense of purpose rather than to guilt or panic. Secondly, using reflection exercises to match values with realistic forms of action, the book is structured around exercises, quizzes, and prompts that help readers identify what they care about and what kind of civic work suits them best. This is a significant feature because it turns engagement into a process of diagnosis before action. Readers are encouraged to think about their values, interests, skills, time, and resources, then use that information to choose forms of involvement that are feasible. That method avoids a common weakness in activism manuals. They often assume one standard path to participation. Here, the emphasis is on fit. A person with limited time may find that phone calls, local meetings, or targeted donations are more realistic than large-scale organizing, while someone with public speaking skills might be better suited to community education or advocacy. The value of this approach is that it lowers the barrier to entry without trivializing the work. It treats civic engagement as something that can be tailored, not a one-size-fits-all identity. The exercises also help convert vague concern into specific action, which is essential for readers who want to help but feel paralyzed by uncertainty. Thirdly, making politics understandable by explaining how the system works. A key function of the book is educational. It aims to demystify American political processes so that readers can act with greater confidence. The authors draw on their own professional experience, especially Emily Amick's background in government and political analysis, to explain how institutions and decision-making actually operate. This matters because many people disengage not only from frustration but from confusion. When political systems feel opaque, it is easier to assume that ordinary effort will not matter. The book counters that belief by showing how citizens can influence the process at multiple points. Even when they are not insiders, it does not present civic life as simple, but it does make it legible. That legibility is central to the book's practical value. Once readers understand where influence can happen, they can make better choices about where to focus their energy. In this way, the book bridges informational and motivational goals. It does not merely tell people to care more. It gives them a clearer framework for deciding what kind of intervention is likely to be effective and why. Fourthly, promoting small, sustainable actions instead of demanding total activism. The book repeatedly stresses that meaningful civic change does not require constant availability or dramatic sacrifice. This is one of its most distinctive strategic claims. Rather than presenting activism as an all-consuming lifestyle, it promotes small, durable habits that can fit into ordinary routines. That might include contacting representatives, participating in local causes, supporting community organizations, or taking part in issue-based conversations. The point is not that small actions are always sufficient on their own, but that they are often the most realistic entry point for long-term involvement. This is especially important for readers who feel intimidated by the scale of national problems. The book acknowledges that the political environment can produce despair, but it answers despair with manageable steps. By emphasizing sustainability, it offers an alternative to burnout-oriented activism models that expect people to maintain high intensity indefinitely. The authors argue, in effect, that a democracy is strengthened not just by dramatic mobilization, but by consistent participation from many people doing feasible work over time. That makes the book less about heroic activism and more about usable civic discipline. Lastly, blending pop culture tone with a serious political purpose, the book stands out for its accessible, conversational style, which uses humor, pop culture references, and a self-help sensibility to make political participation feel less forbidding. This stylistic choice is not just decorative. It is part of the book's argument about accessibility. A serious civic guide can still be inviting, and in this case, the authors use a lively tone to reduce the distance between expert political knowledge and ordinary readers. That matters because many civic books fail when they sound either too academic or too moralizing. Here, the tone helps the content reach people who might not normally pick up a political manifesto. The blend of personality and pragmatism also reflects the author's backgrounds in media and communications, where clarity and relatability are essential. At the same time, the book does not rely on style alone. Its accessible voice supports concrete advice, exercises, and examples of real people taking action. The combination of approachability and usefulness is what gives the book its identity. It is designed to be read not as a dense theory of democracy, but as a practical, engaging guide for readers who want to act without feeling lectured or overwhelmed. In conclusion, Democracy in Retrograde is best suited for readers who feel politically concerned but disconnected from traditional activism, especially people who want a practical entry point into civic life without adopting a rigid organizer mindset. It will be especially useful for readers looking for a book that explains both why engagement matters and how to begin in a realistic way. Its value lies in translation. It turns abstract democratic anxiety into concrete, personalized action. The exercises and reflective prompts give it a hands-on quality, while the author's political experience gives the advice credibility. Compared with many books in the civic engagement or political awareness category, this one stands out because it is less interested in abstract theory or party strategy than in helping readers build a sustainable relationship with participation itself. It treats democracy as something lived through habits, community choices, and self-understanding, not only through election cycles. For readers who want encouragement grounded in practical structure, the book offers both a clear framework and a useful mindset shift. If you would like to support Sammy Sage, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.